Now, the rest of the story. Ed Shiflett was in trouble. It had been a balmy, breezy day last May that had invited the 42-year-old Floridian to go boating in the Gulf. So he took his 14-footer and his dog Rags and set out on his own private pleasure cruise. They were 6 miles offshore when the motor stalled. Ed was trying to restart it when the other boat came along. It was a big, fast boat. It was so big and so fast that its wake made a wave that capsized Ed's motorboat. At first, Ed thought to himself, I'll just hang on to the floating hull until help arrives. So there was Ed, clinging to his overturned vessel and to his beloved dog, until slowly the boat began sinking. Frantically, Ed looked around. He saw a life jacket and a seat cushion that had come from his boat. They were drifting away from him. He swam to them and put on the orange life vest, and clutching the cushion, he lifted his dog Rags onto the top of the cushion, and gradually Ed's boat disappeared into the Gulf. So he and Rags were adrift and alone. Ed, even aided by the life jacket, could cling to the seat cushion only so long before losing his strength and slipping into the water. And there he would surely drown. So, if he were to stay afloat and reasonably safe for any amount of time, he must find something else floating, some buoyant debris from his own boat or from anywhere, something to hold on to until he and Rags were rescued. So once more, Ed looked around in the water. Nothing, just the rolling Gulf of Mexico. Surely, he thought to himself, he was a goner, until finally Ed discovered just exactly what he needed, a hunk of wood. And the most buoyant wood imaginable, balsa. So, as Rags watched patiently, his master situated himself as comfortably as possible in the water, and there sprawled on his stomach between the floating cushion and that buoyant chunk of balsa, Ed waited. Hours passed. At last the sun dipped below the western horizon. Surely they would never be found in the darkness, so their challenge now was just to survive the night. To calm himself, Ed talked to Rags, the dog, about everything, from God to cold milk. And then came the storm. A ferocious storm sent 8-foot waves crashing down upon them. It was like being inside a dishwashing machine. But somehow, Rags stayed atop the floating cushion, and because Ed could also cling to that hunk of balsa wood, he also weathered the churning seas. Another day went by and another night. It was the following morning that Rags, the dog, exhausted, lifted his head and licked his master's face and died. Ed was certain that he would die as well, especially when a searching helicopter failed to spot him. But then along came a recreational craft out of Naples, and at last Ed was pulled from the water, dehydrated, half dead, but still hanging onto the buoyant balsa that had saved his life. Ed Shiflett, after a stay in intensive care, is back home and recuperating. He much misses his courageous companion Rags, but he is ever so grateful to be alive, and for that piece of balsa wood that helped him to remain alive. Ed never thought he would ever come to love that thing, reminding him as it did of an automobile accident some years back, an accident which had cost him a leg. You see, during his ordeal in the Gulf of Mexico last month, Ed was kept alive, survived, clinging to a wooden leg, his own, and so lived to tell the rest of the story.